When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you? Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark. Guess who's with me?
Michael Douglas.
No, Chuck Bryant. Even better than Michael Douglas. Less intense, a little more laid back.
Yeah.
How you doing, Chuck?
I'm well.
We're a pair of writers here at HowStuffWorks.com. We got some stuff to share with you. Have you heard of entomophagy?
I have, and try every part of the world except Europe, Canada, and the United States, basically.
That's so weird to me that we see things so differently.
Right.
I wouldn't eat a bug. I wouldn't. I've actually considered it. I've read your article, and I was thinking, this would be an awesome, cool dinner party to have.
Yeah.
Like, have some normal food, but also have, like, fried crickets, something like that.
Right.
And the more I thought about it, the more I was like, there's no way I'm ever going to do this.
Yeah, you know, I almost ordered some for the article just to, because I could, basically, and I didn't.
Well, that's a hell of a story, Chuck. Great one. So let's get into this, shall we? Let's talk about this. You said Europe, America, and Canada, the only places. So in Mexico, I didn't notice anyone eating bugs in Mexico. It's big there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So but I imagine that there's regional differences based on the bug. Or is anyone importing bugs, I guess, or do people just generally eat locally?
You eat locally, and it's one reason people eat bugs, and actually we should call them insects, I guess, all over the world is because they're everywhere, they're cheap, they're nutritious, and they prepare them to where, you know, they enjoy the taste.
Well, I know, yeah, insects are definitely plentiful, but I would imagine it would take a lot to fill up. Like, I can eat, like, a side of beef in a sitting. How many like, you know, caterpillars would it take to fill a man like me up? I've been described as beefy, by the way, for Fact or Fiction listeners.
Right. I don't know how many caterpillars it would take to fill you, Josh, but I imagine it's more than 10.
I would imagine.
That would be my guess.
But as you said, they are plentiful, so.
They are. Well, before we get into the whole modern entomophagy, is that how you pronounced it? we should talk a little bit about the history, because they did this all throughout the Bible.
Yeah.
The Greeks and Romans ate beetle larvae and locusts, and even Aristotle ate cicadas.
So what I noticed that I found strange was that in the Bible, there is some food that's off limits. Plenty of bugs are perfectly fine to eat. Locusts,
right,
especially, I saw recurring over and over again when I read the Bible last night. And there was some that was off limits, like rabbit.
Rabbit, pelicans, interestingly, is on the list.
I think, yeah, okay.
Rabbits, you said pigs, mice, weasels, and turtles.
I probably wouldn't eat a weasel. I'd eat a turtle. Turtle soup's not bad.
This is all Old Testament stuff, which I know people that subscribe to the Bible and its teachings would tell you that the Old Testament isn't really where it's at.
It depends. If you're of the Judaic persuasion, I imagine that you put a lot of stock in the Old Testament.
That's a good point.
You know, also called the Torah.
Right.
Sure.
But you can't eat those things, according to the Old Testament and Leviticus, but you can eat locusts and grasshoppers and beetles. It's recommended. And I know John the Baptist famously lived for months on locusts and honeycomb.
Famously? Sure. Yes.
So people have been doing this a long, long time. Aborigines in Australia have been doing it for a long time.
Right.
And continue to. They eat grubs. And apparently grubs taste like roasted almonds.
You know, I used to build ponds many lifetimes ago, and there was this kind of ongoing
koi ponds,
challenge.
That
yes,
kind of thing?
Yes. There's this ongoing challenge. Anybody who ate a grub while we were digging, you know, became like the on-site, you know, tough guy.
Right.
Never
so
saw anybody never actually eat it. Oh, no, never.
No.
Never. I saw one guy pretend to, but that was it.
So, yeah, these days people eat bugs. Like I said, they're plentiful. And by plentiful, I mean more than 1,400 edible species of insect.
Hey, everybody. It's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website, whether it's an online course or custom merch. Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.
Today, I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
That's just the edible kind.
That's the edible
And that's
kind.
Just species. It's not like there's 1,400 insects walking around we can eat. I mean, how many millions or billions or trillions of insects are there right now on planet Earth that we could just pick up and eat?
A lot. beetles, for instance, there's close to 350 kinds of beetle alone that you can eat. And ants, bees, wasps, butterflies, moths.
Wait. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Chuck. You said wasps?
Yeah, people eat wasps.
Dead, I imagine?
Yeah, they generally, with most of the winged creatures, will take off the wings and the legs and prepare them, like either on a skewer, like a roasted wasp, or sometimes they're boiled and put in soup, that kind of thing.
So, but the venom doesn't affect you once it's dead, or does it add spice, or what's the deal?
You know, that's a good question. I didn't get to that. If you're just asking for my opinion, I would say maybe if you eat it, it's not bad for you, but if it's injected in your bloodstream through a stinger, it's probably a different kind of thing.
There's plenty of people out there for us to ask. I notice also that there's about 3,000 ethnic groups around the planet that consume bugs.
They do.
And I think it's telling and interesting that you kind of delineated it like that. These are ethnic groups that eat this. It's a cultural thing. We could eat anything at any given point in time,
right,
unless we consider it disgusting.
Right, which we do.
To an extent, right? Because, as you said, crustaceans like, or not crustaceans, but I'm sorry, lobster, crabs.
Right, arthropods.
Yes.
Well, lobsters and crabs are just a cousin of the spider, basically.
Right.
And that's, you know, you pay a lot of money for lobster at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And lobsters eat nasty stuff. They're kind of bottom dwellers, and they eat a lot worse things than spiders do.
Like license plates?
Yeah, well, the jaws did. Yeah. I don't know if a lobster can eat a license plate.
Oh, hey, I can tell you I've seen a couple of lobsters that could have eaten a license plate.
So, yeah, it's all basically in the eye of the beholder. You know, it's a cultural taboo in Europe and Canada and the United States. Not so in the rest of the world. They eat, in South America, dude, they eat tarantulas and scorpions.
Mm-hmm. And scorpions, I've heard of eating tarantulas. I had never heard of that before. It's, I got the impression that it's prepared in such a way that the hair remains on the ingested part of the tarantula.
It is. There's actually a good quote, because I wasn't brave enough to find a tarantula or eat one, because spiders scare the crud out of me. But, Peter Menzel, he's the author of a book called Man Eating Bugs, and he has a great description, about eating a tarantula. If day-old chickens had no bones, hair instead of feathers, and were the size of a newborn sparrow, they might taste like tarantulas.
Yeah.
So he really kind of lost me at day-old chicken.
The old chicken doesn't sound that bad. It was the hair part that got me. That's just disconcerting, I find.
Yeah, I think Americans aren't used to eating anything that's hairy.
No. No, I mean, have you ever eaten pigskin?
I've eaten the pork rinds. Does that count?
Have you ever found, like, a hair, like an errant hair?
No.
It's troubling.
But you know what, Josh? It's funny you should mention errant hair, because there's a little book that you may not know about by the Food and Drug Administration. You know which one I'm talking about?
I don't remember the title, but I know what you're talking about.
The title really says it all. It's called The Food Defect Action Levels, Levels of Natural or Unavoidable Defects in Foods That Present No Health Hazards for Humans.
It's quite a mouthful, as it were.
So basically what this is, it's a big handbook that the FDA puts out that lists an acceptable amount of things like errant hairs, maggots, larvae that are in things that you eat that are acceptable to sell in stores because it won't harm you.
Acceptable by federal mandate, not necessarily acceptable on a personal level, I found.
No, by the fact that it won't physically harm you.
Right.
So I've got a few if you want to.
I am all
if
ears.
You can bear it.
If I gag, though, please forgive me.
Frozen broccoli. There can be 60 or more aphids and or mites per 100 grams.
See,
frozen broccoli
in and of itself is bad enough. You throw some aphids in there, it may actually make it okay.
I love broccoli. Your ground cinnamon may have 400 or more insect fragments per 50 grams.
Which fragments, that's anything. That's like the hot dog of spices, apparently.
Right. Your macaroni or noodle product can have an average of 225 insect fragments or more.
Okay.
And 4.5 rodent hairs per 225 grams. And I know that's not an insect, but I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Rodent hair is pretty bad. And actually, folks, you can thank Upton Sinclair for it being just that small.
Sure.
I think had it not been for his the jungle,
right,
we would be eating, you know, whole canned rodents in our, you know, canned tomatoes and things like that.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Hey friends, as every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once, and it's really tough for even the most watchful moms and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing.
Yeah, Duracell understands this, and that's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power a bunch of important things around people's homes, including things young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them.
Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening, because they believe their products should provide more than just power. They should also provide peace of mind. You can learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Well, I've got two more. I know this is probably turning off some of our listeners, but these two are I think most
of our listeners like clicked on another podcast long ago.
No, because they want to hear these two. Trust me. You know the nice black and white whole peppercorn that you crunch onto your filet mignon.
Yeah.
An average of 1 milligram or more of mammalian excreta per pound.
And by mammalian, you mean any mammal?
Mammal poop.
Does that include humans? We're mammals.
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean, it's like Joe down at the packing plant, you know?
Maybe.
Causing a little surprise within FDA standards?
At the pepper packing plant, maybe so. And the final one, popcorn you enjoy at your movie theater. That popcorn, by law, can have 1 or more rodent excreta pellet per subsample. And they didn't say the size of the subsample.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Chuck. I appreciate you sharing that with us. I know our listeners do as well.
Sure thing.
That was great. Do you have any more gross out stuff to add?
Not gross out, but I think we should just finish up by talking a little bit about the benefits of eating insects.
Yeah. Also, I think that's a great way to close out, I also want to point out that there is a huge, huge difference between eating rodent excreta and eating bugs as far as cultures around the world go.
Right. We're not trying to equate the two.
No, of course not. So go ahead, Chuck, because from what I understand, there really are some great health benefits to eating bugs.
They're really good for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
100 grams of crickets will give you only 121 calories.
That's it.
49 of which come from fat, and you'll get 13 grams of protein and 75 milligrams of iron and 5 grams of carbohydrates.
Yeah. What's the one powerhouse insect? If you're really looking to lose some weight but retain muscle mass, that kind of thing, what insect do you go for?
One word. Caterpillar.
Yeah. Yes. Okay,
caterpillar. They you can get 28 grams of protein for 100 grams of caterpillar, as well as iron, vitamin B1 and B3.
Yeah, and actually I looked that up. I looked up salmon, and that's on par with salmon, actually.
Right, which is great for your heart.
Oh, it's great food, yeah.
It's one of the all-star
heart foods. So if you can't afford salmon, go out into your backyard and find some caterpillars. But there are some precautions you should take first if you're going to raise your own insects to eat or capture your own insects to eat, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you live in the United States, you probably shouldn't go out to your backyard and get anything because chances are they might have insecticide on them or something. Mm-hmm. But if you did want to collect some, you could capture them and feed them fresh grass for a few days, and that it like cleans out their system in no time.
Right.
And if you're in a survival situation, obviously you'd want to eat some insects.
Eat whatever, yeah.
Well, not whatever, buddy.
Oh, okay. Well,
here's where the warning comes in.
Impart your wisdom.
There's a rule of thumb that's really easy to remember. Red, orange, yellow, forget the fellow. Mm-hmm. Black, green, brown, wolf it down.
Black, so, green, brown.
Yeah, basically anything that's brightly colored or really pungent, you want to stay away from, because that's kind of their warning signal to the world that I'm poisonous and I can hurt you.
Right, gotcha.
So stick to worms
earth
and
tones.
Grubs. Yeah, earth tones.
Sure, okay. Cool. And we recommend before you go eat any bugs, read How Entomophagy Works on HowStuffWorks.com.
Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Hey, if you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon as low as $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Use promo code STUFF20 to receive $20 off your first month for listening to this podcast. Switch now at Visible.com. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. The Visible monthly rate is $25 per month.
Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.